MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
South Africa's immigration system is, I think, under some degree of renewed scrutiny, not only for who gets in or who gets turned away, but for the economic opportunities we may be losing. The Immigration Amendment Bill, now before Parliament, aims to fix unlawful detentions, inconsistent decisions and backlogs that have trapped skilled applicants in illegal status through no fault of their own. Behind the legal clauses sits a bigger question. If South Africa, if we had a system that was perhaps a little more fair, more efficient and predictable, could immigration actually help drive economic recovery rather than division? In that respect, I'm joined by Candice Magan, who is an immigration specialist and chief executive officer of the company AbroadScope. Candice, a very warm welcome to you. Maybe let's start with a broad overview. What's the single biggest failure, in your opinion, in the current system that needs to be fixed?
Look, it's not, there's no one single issue. Unfortunately, immigration is incredibly complex. You need to look at the individuals that are coming across the border, who we're trying to attract, and try and build a system that is relevant to the economic framework we're trying to achieve here in South Africa. We need aggressive reform in order to encourage job creation, to fix our economic challenges we have here. And we need to be clever about who and how we attract these foreigners into the country. We're not advocating for free borders, open, you know, movement into the country, but we're saying that there are a lot of people here already contributing to the economy that are finding it very difficult to navigate the immigration process and to follow the procedures. They're erratic, they're forever moving, they're forever changing, and we need to get to a point where we know what we want and we stick to that policy going forward.
Have you put your finger on a cost? In other words, how much economic growth we might be losing because skilled immigrants are stuck in a degree of limbo?
Well, in Leon Schreiber's own admission, you know, with us not having clear policies on how we're going to attract foreigners to the country, we actually turned away a Netflix series that was about to invest 400 million rand into South Africa and give a much needed encouragement to the film industry in South Africa. It left us, it went to Mexico. You know, from that, he's obviously fixed the process of getting into the country. He's made it a little bit easier with the ETA system, but that's now only open for 4 countries at the moment. And that's going to be expanded. And it's a 24-hour process. You can get a visitor's visa to come to the country. Now, I'm saying that's good for tourism, but immigration is a different issue. We are not looking at tourists coming to the country and making it easier for them. We're looking at making it possible for people to invest, to feel secure about their investment, and to make sure that they could drive economic growth to South Africa and that they hold to those processes and procedures and regulations moving forward. It's not just about getting it, making it easier for them to get the first visa, but it's possible, it's making it sure that they deliver on their promises to South Africa, especially those that are wanting to open a business here.
So who do you think is most at risk within the construct of the current system? Would it be asylum seekers? Would it be skilled workers, as you've referred to, or investors?
I think our biggest challenge with those that are seeking asylum in South Africa is that the process for that is also irregular. It's long, it's tedious. And ultimately, you know, you can't put your head in the sand and pretend that these people are not here. They're here. They live here. They school their kids here. They've birthed their children here. They've had funerals here, weddings here. You know, they live here. It's you know, if somebody wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning and they get on a bus and they go to a job and they do a good job and then they go to church on a Sunday and they are part of a very small part of the economic movement in this country, you can't deny them the right to be here. The bold move and the brave move would be making sure that these people are legal in the country. That way, if you're worried about national security, if you're worried about making it porous, you know, our borders porous, I think giving them a visa, tracking their movements, giving them the possibility to legitimize their status in the country, to bank in South Africa, to own a property in South Africa, and to, you know, operate a business legally in South Africa or work in South Africa legally, then I think, you know what, you're kind of solving the problem of people just...
No, I was going to say the difficulty, if I'm hearing you correctly, is balancing national security with, I guess, compassion and economic opportunity. But how do you respond to South Africans who believe immigration only brings risk and not return?
I think they need to understand that these people are already here. I think the biggest concern that you have is that you don't want to make it easy for more people to cross the border. I understand that. Strengthening our borders is a must. These people are not coming in on the back of food trucks, smuggling themselves into this country. They're walking across the border like everybody else on a daily basis. They are coming here. They're coming here on tourist visas. They're overstaying their visas and they're getting employment opportunities in South Africa because I think the pressure actually needs to be on the employer in South Africa. I think if we are going to hold anybody accountable, it's the employers that are taking these people and work, like letting them work in the country without the right documentation. You know, if they manage that process correctly and efficiently and make it easier for these people to get employment and to stay employed with one company, you might find that they will do things the correct way. They don't want to do things the wrong way. If you ask any foreigner in coming into South Africa, would you like to rather have a visa? Would you not like to have a visa? I can assure you that majority of them will say, I'd like to do things the right way.
So let's get.
I don't think it's fair to say everybody that's coming into the country is doing things the wrong way. And I don't think national security is an issue of immigration. That's a Justice Department issue.
Candice, let's get back to the economic side of the equation. The skilled applicants that are stuck in limbo, that are having to deal with the backlogs through no fault of their own, are they simply giving up and going elsewhere? We're losing an enormous amount of opportunity with people that we really need.
I think we are. I mean, we looked at our books recently and we've probably facilitated about 800 million rand investment into this country, all of which have not been easy processes to obtain their visas, be it people wanting to operate a business in South Africa and finding it difficult to go through the phases of Department of Trade and Industry and then getting those endorsements in order to run a business. There are several parameters or several barriers, as put that way, to obtaining the correct visa. I think the perception in South Africa from most South Africans is that we make it easy for people to come to South Africa. I don't think that's the case at all. I think you need to look at the Immigration Act and say for the longest time it's been the way it is. In order for us to reach our economic objectives for foreigners coming into the country, we need to relook at that immigration policy and act, and we need to amend it in such a way that it incorporates the investor, it incorporates the people that want to start up a business here, the young entrepreneur. I mean, we have the Nomad visa that's just been launched, but unfortunately, that's made no economic difference to South Africa. A Nomad notoriously is somebody that has a very low footprint in the country and has no interest in running a business or working in South Africa. They work for a board company and they open their laptop on the beach. You know, this is not somebody that has a massive economic impact. We want entrepreneurs to come to South Africa. We want business visas to come to South Africa to start up businesses. We want foreign businesses to set up call centers here, which the BPO sector has seen a massive increase in job creation in South Africa. It's a big one for us. We have a BPO candidate at the moment who's taken on 260 staff members. His process to getting his visa has been nothing short of a disaster from beginning to end.
I sense this debate is going to continue well into 2026. Candice McGinn, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer of BroadScope. Appreciate your time.